Thank you for coming to what I expect will be the last press conference as mayor of this great city of Los Angeles. And let me begin by thanking all the camera people and the reporters who are here for 8 great years. Getting beat up is fun. No, in all seriousness, thank you. Look, as this administration comes to an end, we have an opportunity to reflect on the progress we've made in this city over the past 8 years. And I'm proud to announce the continued, steady, and over 8 years, dramatic decline in crime across the city of Los Angeles. It's no small feat that year after year after year, we've got good news to share about the safety of our streets. Today, like every day, I'm grateful for the leadership of my partner, LAPD Chief Charlie Beck, for his commitment to building a safer, stronger city. And most importantly, I want to acknowledge and thank the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, the Los Angeles Fire Department, the LA World Airports Police Department, and all of our first responders who put their lives on the line to protect and serve the people of this city. With the incidents of this past week where we had so many officers in the line of fire, we're reminded of the dangers our law enforcement officers face on a daily basis. You each deserve our thanks and our unending gratitude. And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our Office of Homeland Security and Public Safety and my Office of Gang Reduction and Youth Development, particularly Deputy Mayors Eileen Decker and Guillermo Cespedes. Thank you for your contribution to our city's safety. In LA, our top priority has always been the safety of our residents, and safety doesn't happen by accident. I want you to look to my left here. You know, I've said again and again for 8 years, in the worst environment since the 1930s, that growing our police department wasn't just a promise. Growing our police department has had a dramatic effect on the drop in Part 1 crimes. These statistics are incontrovertible. Look at 2005, where we were in the number of officers. Look at 2013, where we are today, over 10,000. Look where Part 1 crimes have gone down. And by the way, for those of you who say, well, crime is down everywhere, in the top 10 cities of California, only LA had a drop in Part 1 crimes. Only LA. Yes, check it out. We can show you. So let's be clear. Cops count. Putting cops on the dots count. That's what CompStat's all about. Community policing counts. A diverse police department counts. A department committed to constitutional policing counts. What we've been able to do over the last 8 years, getting out of the consent decree, growing our police department, driving Part 1 crimes down, has a lot to do, mostly to do, with the growth of our police department. And I'm thankful to the City Council for once again, and I saw many of you write that it wasn't going to happen. I knew it would. Once again, support 10,000 police officers for 2013-2014. Now, I also want to mention our gun buyback programs. I think we've collected now over 10,000 rifles, assault weapons, guns of every make and model, even a few grenade launchers over that time. And I would submit to you that getting guns like that off the streets of our city is important. I hope that Our next mayor will continue that effort in cooperation with our gang reduction and youth development efforts, because every one of those guns was a gun that could be stolen, was a gun or assault weapon that could be used in a crime, and now destroyed and won't be. So today I'm proud to announce that during the first half of 2013, Angelenos continue to see crime levels decrease. The year I was elected mayor, there were 236 homicides at the mid-year mark. This year, there are 128, a 46% drop. And that's not the only success story. Compared to 2005, the year I took office, Part 1 crime is down 32.6%. Violent crime has decreased 47%. Property crimes are down 30%. Gang homicides have fallen by 57.6%. Think about that. More than half reduction. Now, through the efforts of our public safety partners and our Office of Gang Reduction and Youth Development, total gang crime is down 49.8%. Every single LAPD bureau has experienced a reduction in crime when compared with this time last year. Now, everybody, these numbers, these statistics, they speak volumes about the work of our police department, about their commitment. That's why when Chief Beck and I went to the scene of an attempted assassination of two of our officers, unprovoked, somebody just walked up to them and tried to kill them in cold blood. And we need your help to find them, and I think the chief will talk about that later on. So look, we're safer today, as you've heard me say ad nauseum now, since 1952 on a per capita basis. I wasn't born yet. He just celebrated, this young guy next to me just celebrated his 60th birthday. He's a little younger than me, just a little. And we haven't been this safe since the year before we were born. I mean, think about that, everybody. You know, when you read about what's going wrong, let's celebrate what's going right, too. The fact that you can walk downtown in Hollywood, that you can go at night all over the city. And how about this? As I've been saying go by, I went to Watts. As you know, I spend more time in Watts than any single community. And the reason why I do is because Watts was a neighborhood that was symbolic of neighborhoods that had been left behind. Many of my partnership schools are in Watts. Took over Jordan High School, the most improved high school in the city of in the state of California last year. We got three schools in Watts: Ritter, 99th Street, and Figueroa Street, that are between 760 and 790 on the Academic Performance Index. One of them will hit 800. Unheard of to have a school, successful school, in Watts like that, a traditional public school. But it's also where our gang reduction and youth development efforts are concentrated. It's where Summer Night Lights is concentrated. Between 2002 and 2011, we had 47 homicides in three housing projects: Jordan Downs, Imperial Courts, and Nickerson Garden. 2002 to 2011, 47 homicides. In the 90s, it was probably three times that in that period of time. 150 or so people killed. In the last 2 years, in the housing projects that I just mentioned, last 2 years, zero homicides. We haven't seen crime like that go down probably since the 1940s or 50s. Incredible. So I want to acknowledge our police officers in that part of the city, our gang reduction officers, because they've done a great job. And now let me bring up the chief to share with you some specifics. But again, I just want to thank you, Charlie. You've really been a great partner. When I hired Charlie Beck, I knew he was the right guy to do this job, absolutely committed to constitutional community policing, to keeping people safe, and help me in welcoming Charlie Beck, Chief of Police.